McDearman, Sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 8, 1902. Dear Sister McDearman, we have enjoyed a visit from our daughter Emma. We had hoped that she could remain here through the winter, but Edson has written that he must have her with him, so we must let her go. We will not complain. I had hoped that before this we could have a visit with you. It may be that we shall yet. We are both approaching old age. I have made my will. Have you? If not, I would advise you to do so without delay, while in the full possession of the faculties of your mind. You will not die one day sooner for having made your will. It is some time since I made mine. I am glad that I do not have this matter to think of every day that I have an ill turn. I advise you not to delay to give expression to your desires as to how your property shall be used after your stewardship will have been closed. If I were you, I would attend to this little matter at once, for it is the right thing for you to do. You may thereby save others much perplexity and expense. You can arrange in such a way that, so long as you live, you will have the guardianship of your property. I was sorry to hear of your sickness. I am much pleased and very thankful to God to know that you are still spared. I may meet you once more. At the present time, my health is very good, for which I am thankful. I see very much to be grateful for. Years ago, I was crippled in both my limbs, yet I can now easily go up and down the stairs, to and from my room, many times every day. I should not complain if I were a cripple, but I am not, and for this the Lord Jesus Christ shall be glorified. We will be perfectly submissive in the hands of the Lord. We will trust in Him and rejoice in His love, for communion with Him is sweet to the Christian's heart. Christ Jesus never changes, never disappoints us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I wish your children could be with their mother. As we view it, this would be a blessing both to you and to the children. But it is now comparatively only a moment of time before we shall meet to part no more. My dear sister, commune with Jesus. He will bless and comfort you. He is the widow's God and husband. Trust Him. Surely you will continue to trust Him who has never failed you. Be of good courage in the Lord, for He comforteth you. In much love.